Hey everybody, it's Thursday. I'm Matthew Alaria, and you're watching the Faith for Life broadcast. Let's pray and release faith over today's broadcast, and then we're going to get right into the Word. Father, we do thank you again today, Lord, for your Word. Lord, your Word is so precious to us. We love your Word, and we ask you again today for revelation of it. We ask you for grace and help to receive it, to put it into practice, and to see it work in our lives, and we do thank you for it in Jesus' name. Amen. Now, all this week on the broadcast, we've been doing a series of teachings entitled Seek First. And we are learning how vitally important it is that God and His things be first place in our lives. Now, let's go back over to Matthew chapter 6 and let's look at verse 33 again. Jesus said there, "Seek ye first the kingdom of God and His righteousness, and all these things will be added to you." Now again, the disciples had some concerns about what they were going to eat and what they were going to wear, what they were going to drink. And what Jesus is telling them, he's telling them that if you put God and His things first, all the things that concern you will be taken care of. And friend, I just want to remind you of what we talked about on Tuesday's broadcast. So many people are having so many problems because God and His things are not first place in their lives. They have little to no time to go to church, to pursue the Lord, to read their Bible, to pray, to serve at the church God's called them to. And this is the root to so many problems that so many people are having. But here's the good thing, and this is what Jesus told us, that if you put me first and my kingdom first, all the things that concern you, I'll see to it that they're taken care of. And so you and I, what we want to do and what we're working to do this week on the broadcast is we're working to make sure that God is first place and first priority in our lives. Now, our priorities get out of place when our value system gets out of whack. You know, you may be watching the broadcast and be wondering, well, why isn't God first place in my life? Why don't I have Him at the top of the list? Well, here's the reason why. Priorities get out of place when our value system is out of whack. See, you prioritize in line with what you value. I want to say it to you again. You prioritize in agreement and in line with what you value. What is most important to you, you prioritize at the top of the list. And if God's things are not at the top of your list, then the reason is because you don't value them like you should. See, for Him and His things to be first place in your life, then you must value them more than you do anything else in your life. And so oftentimes, it's not an issue of priorities being a problem. The issue is with your value system and what you value. Why? Because if your value system was set and in order, then your priorities would be in place. And if you valued God and His kingdom and His word like you should, then they would be at the top of your priority list. And so oftentimes, you don't need just an adjustment in your priorities, you need an adjustment in what you value. Because if God and His things are not at the top of your priority list, then you value something else more than you should, and you don't value God and His things to the degree that you should. Now, in Luke chapter 14, verse 16, it says this, "Then said he unto him, A certain man made a great supper and invited many. And he sent his servant at supper time to say to them that were invited, Come, for all things are ready." Verse 18, "And they all with one consent began to make excuse. The first said unto him, I've bought a piece of ground and I have to go see that. I pray that you have me excused. Another said, I've bought 5 yoke of oxen and I have to go prove them. I pray that you have me excused. And another said, I've married a wife, therefore I cannot come." Now what's going on in these verses? The dinner was not a priority Because they didn't value it like they should. Why didn't they go to the dinner? Because they valued other things more than they valued that dinner. And because they valued other things more, other things were at the top of their priority list and not that dinner. And friend, this is how it works in our lives. What you value the most is what you give priority to. What is the most important to you, you will give priority to. And they didn't give priority to this dinner because they valued other things more. And so if God's things are going to be at the top of your priority list, then you have to value them more than you value anything else. And so what we have to do is we have to set our value system right. We have to set our value system in line with the Word of God. And when we do that, our priorities will get into place. You know, God is the one who determines what is actually valuable. He's the one that determines what's valuable and what's not valuable. And so often what we think is really important and really valuable, if you'll find out in God's Word, He thinks that, well, actually that's not important at all. And then there are some other things that we think aren't very important. And so often what you'll find out is those are the things that God thinks are really important. You know, when they were trying to select a king, it says this in 1 Samuel 16:7, it says, "Man looks on the outward appearance, but the Lord looks on the heart." And so when they were selecting a king, they would look for somebody that was attractive, somebody that was big, somebody that was strong. And this is when David was getting selected to be the next king, and he wasn't very big, and he wasn't very attractive, and he wasn't very strong. And what the Lord is saying is, you value the physical appearance in picking a king or selecting a king, but I value the heart. And this is so often the truth, that what we value and what God values is totally different. And so what we have to do is we have to go to the Word of God, and we have to find out what's truly valuable, because in His Word, God will reveal to us what's valuable and what's not valuable. And what we should do is we should adjust and reset our value system so that what the Lord says is valuable, we say is valuable. And what's important to the Lord should be important to us, and it should be a priority in our lives. And this is what I found, is that as we mature and grow spiritually, one way that that shows up is that our values begin to align with the Lord's values. You know, with children, both naturally and spiritually, they place a great deal of importance on things that in the big scheme of things actually aren't that big of a deal. I mean, if you've ever seen a kid drop their ice cream cone or accidentally pop their balloon, they completely freak out. Why? Because that balloon was their whole world. You know, that ice cream cone meant everything to them. And what you see that is in a child or somebody that's immature, they place a great deal of value on things that actually aren't that important at all. And so when you and I grow up spiritually, one way that it'll show up is that we start to value what is actually valuable. We start to treat as important what actually is important, and our value systems start to align with the Lord, and our priorities then get in place. And so if you're watching the broadcast and you're thinking, yeah, honestly, I don't think the Lord is first in my life. I don't think His things are first place in my life. Then friend, what you need to do is you need to reset your value system. And the way that you do that is you go to the Word of God and you find out what is truly valuable. And then you treat what God says is important and valuable, you treat it like it's important. And if you do that, your value system will start to get reset. You know, I want to give you a few things that God says are important, just real quickly. One thing that He says is important is His kingdom is important. He told us in Matthew 6:33, "Seek first My kingdom." Another thing that is important is His word. He told us in Proverbs chapter 4, "My son, attend to My words. Incline your ear to My sayings. Don't let them depart from your eyes. Keep them in the midst of your heart." Why would God say that to us about His word? Because His word is important. You know, spiritual development is important to the Lord. In 1 Timothy 4:8, this is in the Amplified Bible, it says, "For physical training is of some value, but godliness, our spiritual training, is useful and valuable in everything and in every way." And so spiritual development is very, very important to the Lord. God's kingdom is very, very important to the Lord. His word, God's word, is very, very important to the Lord. In Hebrews chapter 10, verse 25, it tells us to not forsake the assembling of ourselves together, as the manner of some is. And so going to church and being around other believers, we're not supposed to forsake that. Why is that? Because it is important to the Lord. And so these things that are important to the Lord, they should be important to us. And when we start to treat them like they're important, our value system will get reset and our priorities will get into place, and God and His things will become first place in our lives. Now, as we're closing today's broadcast, I want to remind you of these three things. Number one, our priorities will be out of place when our value system is out of whack. Number two, when we set our value system right and in line with the Word of God, our priorities will fall into place. And then number three, as we go to the Word and discover what is truly valuable, and then treat what God says is important like it's important, our value system will get reset and our priorities will get in the right place. Let's pray. Father, Lord, we do thank You for grace and help to reset our value system and to get our priorities in place. It is our heart's desire that You, Your word, Your things be first place and have first priority in our lives. And so, Lord, we're asking You by Your Spirit to help us do it. And we thank You for it in Jesus' name. Amen. Friend, thank you so much for watching today's broadcast. Now, don't forget to come back tomorrow for Friday's edition of our Faith for Life broadcast. And we're going to close out this series entitled Seek First. We'll see you then.